boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
As someone who's like very detail-oriented, like at work, I always think it's really funny that outside, usually in my normal life, I try not to be too like detail-focused. Like I don't like planning. Like if, let's say I was getting married, I would not want to plan my own wedding. That's too many I'm scared. Why? Do you not believe this?
Literally, it says, everybody knows you have planned your engagement 8,000 different ways.
To the what we're eating.
So I have a hard time.
Okay, never mind. Maybe I don't know what I'm
talking
about.
I think you're just, is it type A? I think you're just type A.
I don't know what I am, and I've always wanted
you're
to.
You're that, whatever that is.
Well, I'm going to Dallas with my boyfriend, neighbor man, and then my sister and her husband, and then my parents will meet us in Texas. And then my aunt lives in Dallas. So it's going to be a big old group of us having fun for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I don't want to just go and sit at the house and watch TV. No, I want to see attractions, see things, be so exhausted because I've filled my day from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So I started a spreadsheet like 2 weeks ago, and it basically tells you what you people fill out, like what they want to see,
mm-hmm.
what's the description of it, what's the cost, where is it located, things like that. Gone on today. And only two things have been entered in on this spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. I've been filling things out,
mm-hmm.
but somebody else just randomly put two things in there and then like didn't give anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they didn't describe what it was. Like, it's great and dandy. You want to go to a museum called Meow Wolf or something. Okay, I don't know.
That sounds intriguing to me.
Meow Wolf art exhibit. Cool. What's it about? And then I also have a spot where you're supposed to tell me, like, do you actually want to go to this? Nobody's filling that out either. So I don't know if we all want to go to Bucky's, the gas station together, or we don't, or I want to go to a Raising Cane's. It's like Dallas Cowboys themed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's telling me that, and I'm stressing out about it.
Because you're being the fun police, and what? You're sucking the fun out of things, and you haven't even gotten there yet. What do you mean they're supposed to mark, do you actually want to go? Why would they put it on the spreadsheet if they didn't want
to
go?
I mean, like, I put Bucky's down. Does that mean everybody wants to go to Bucky's?
Oh.
I don't know. Because if they don't, then I'll find time without them. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or if, like, only half of us want to go to Bucky's and the other one want to go to the Meow Wolf art exhibit,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is, because you didn't put the description in there, then we can split.
I hope you have your badge ready.
What?
Because the fun police is hitting Dallas next week.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
What we've been suspecting for a while is finally confirmed. And that is Camp Rock 3, baby.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited about this.
I feel like it's been like almost an entire year of the Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato and other people who appeared in the movie being like, yeah, how cool would it be to have a version like where we're all grown up and return to camp? Well, they put out their first trailer for Camp Rock 3, which is going to be coming out next year. And I don't know if you caught something about it.
There were some things I noticed, but I was... More that I'm a little maybe concerned and worried for Camp Rock 3 is that it did say you've got the Joe Bros,
mm-hmm.
who we grew up watching them on Camp Rock.
Yes.
You've got them making a return. They're an executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Demi Lovato is there too. But other than that, where is she?
Yes.
That's where I'm like concerned. You don't have Camp Rock if you do not have Joe Jonas and Demi Lovato.
Agreed. She is listed and credited as an executive producer alongside the brothers. But she's not listed under the cast list, which already people are like, what was the point of this mm-hmm. if you're not going to bring them all back? But if you watch the trailer, they refer to her character, Mitchie, a lot. Like there's a journal that says Mitchie's songs. So people are like, are they just holding out to surprise the viewers and haven't like released that she's part of it, even though she clearly was part of creating it? Otherwise, I'd be like, what are we doing? Why did we do this?
My thing is, okay, if she's on and she only gets one, if she's not on at all, you're gonna make the fans mad.
Yeah, already mad.
If she's on and she only has one line, you're going to make the fans mad. You have to find a happy medium where she's on, but she's not on too much.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just hoping in the next year. I feel like they shot it quickly. Can you get back to the reshoots and get Demi up in there?
Yeah, we can redo a couple of scenes if needed to get her into it.
But what I really care about is Nick Jonas, so that's it.
Ew, it was Joe all the way.
No, we'll disagree.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I don't want you to worry about me, but I am considering doing something kind of sentimental for a Christmas gift this year.
Reminds me of the scene where Wednesday becomes Enid.
Yeah. Not my vibe, right?
Are you going to start wearing more colors?
No.
Because she really does. Like, you tend to just wear, like, all black.
A lot of the time. But, you know, it's not my thing.
You know she broke out into, like, a rash, right?
Yeah, I'm already squirming in my seat talking about feelings. You know what I mean? Not my vibe. I love gift giving and I like finding people's vibes and trying to match it. But doing something like super sentimental or emotional is not super my thing.
Her eyes twitching.
It's weird. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But I saw this idea on TikTok and I'm like, you know what? That's actually something that maybe I would consider doing. And that is, this girl was talking about how her and her probably fiance get an ornament together every year that represents the year that they've had together. So she had one, I think they had just been engaged, so they got like a cute ring box for this year. They had gotten a key to represent them buying a home the year before and like showing all these things. And I was like, God, that's kind of a cool idea to have like a keepsake and represent the year, and then you can put them on the tree and then leave them to your kids or what. I don't know. Like, I was seriously, I don't know what was wrong or what was with me last night that I was getting to that point. But I'm like, okay, that would be kind of cool. I've been with my boyfriend Curly for 3 years though, so I would need to do some catching up. This would be our third Christmas together. So do I do that as a gift, catch us up, and then in future years, we can pick one out together? I thought that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I think you should totally do this, because my boyfriend, neighbor man, his mom got him every year growing up a Hallmark like ornament.
Yeah.
And it tend to represent something that was going on in his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really cool, because our entire Christmas tree is just full of like 18 years worth of ornaments, and they're all the Hallmark one, which, I mean, you could do whatever you want, but she always made sure it was like a Hallmark one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's keeping that tradition alive, because he gifted me two ornaments last year, and one was a piece of pizza on like a heart pan.
Mm.
And the pizza was in shape of a heart.
Because your first date was pizza.
Our first date was at Need Pizza. So I think that's kind of like what he's going to do too. I'd be curious what he's going to do this year though.
Well, you bought a home.
So we could get a home. We could do the key.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we have more pets this year.
You got more pets. It could be an engagement ring for him to just mess around and not propose yet.
Monday is the final stop for this year's Stuff the Wagon, presented by Ziogiano's Italian Restaurant.
Time really flies when you're having fun. Mm-hmm. 5 weeks come and go so quick. So if you haven't had the chance to come see us, we will be at Ziogiano's in Cedar Rapids on the southwest side from 3 till 7. We do our entire show live from the trunk of the Z102.9 station wagon. And that gives you time to bring by a donation for Cedar Valley Humane Society and or HACAP and their food reservoir.
If you want to see the wish list for both HACAP and what Cedar Valley Humane Society needs this holiday season, you can find both of them right now at KZIA.com and on the free Z102.9 app.
There's also a map of shopping nearby if you got to plan a pit stop. And then just know that if you donate, no matter if it's a can or multiple bags of donations, you're going to get a $5 coupon to Ziogiano's so you can enjoy dinner and a gondola and garlic bread.
Get the details at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Oh, I'm just enjoying the sight of clear roads while it lasts, because dang it, we're going to get dumped on again this weekend.
Yeah, 3 to 7 inches. Let's hope for the lower range this time.
Well, yeah, honestly, because people's backs need a break from all this shoveling and snow blowing and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear about another fire in your driveway. I can't.
Okay, that snow blower got stolen, so we're good. That one's gone.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Because you put it like where the free stuff goes.
Uh-huh, and someone stole the snow blower. So now, I don't know if I told you that my boyfriend, neighbor man, ended up buying a new snow blower on Sunday.
Okay, nice.
But all that was left are like the really ridiculously expensive ones that people are kind of like, you know, well, if I don't own 50, I don't know, miles of property, what's the point kind of thing. So he ended up buying it anyways. But within like an hour of using it, the dude broke it.
Are you kidding me?
No. Because he was... He was trying to go behind our house where like our shed is. And I think he kind of forgot that he has some wood piled up, like tree branches and tree stumps and things like that. So he's just going back there. And then you could just hear the snowblower racking that up.
You mean to tell me he was off roading with this thing?
Yes.
Oh, dear God.
Yes. So it's only half of it spins now. And I go, I wonder why.
I fear you guys are at the brink of just needing to hire someone.
Yes.
Because you have set one on fire. You've wood chipped with it. Maybe we just hire someone to do your snow removal.
I think I need to check my boyfriend neighbor man's ID because I'm afraid he might actually be like 50 years old. And I had no idea.
That would be quite the plot twist.
Because I discovered something last night that I've never noticed before. And that is, he is collecting $2 bills. Okay. And now everybody's had like, you know, they're rare to find. Yeah. You'll find a $2 bill and you're like, oh, I'm going to keep this, right? Maybe you have like one or two.
Yeah.
Go ahead and guess how many $2 bills this man has.
Well, I don't know.
Go ahead.
Like a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Like 20?
No, more.
100?
Oh, well.
I don't know how much.
49 $2 bills.
Where are we keeping these?
In his desk.
Okay. For what purpose?
I don't know. And I asked him, I said, do you plan on cashing these in at the bank? Like, what do you... No, I'm going to keep them. And then last night he was nerding out on them. And he goes, oh, most of these are from 2017. But like, I do have a couple that are from like, I think he said 66 or 67. I don't know. I didn't pay attention anymore after that. We started geeking out about the year. Who looks at that?
I mean, yeah, sure. I'm sure there's like some rare ones that maybe are worth something. But if I were you, I would be slightly annoyed.
What do you mean?
That he's just like hoarding these $2 bills with no like plan to like spend. Oh, this is our savings fund for, I don't know, the third freaking snowblower that we need. You know what I mean? Like I appreciate saving, but saving just to, because just to you have. Like to look at the years. I'd be like, dude, I'm going to rob you.
Dude, I should. Should I just go and get
Well, I would hate for that to be the reason your relationship ends.
But it might be.
Over a $2 bill.
We got to do plot twist miss again, because last night I caught myself watching another Hallmark movie.
And what's insane about these, besides that they are cringy, is that the names sometimes are super misleading or so vague that it's like, what even is this about besides Christmas?
Mm-hmm. So I watched last night Christmas on Duty. It's a Hallmark movie for the holidays. That's what you need to know, Taylor, because when we do plot twist miss, I give her the title, which is Christmas on Duty. That's it. You are allowed to ask me who the cast is, and maybe you know them, maybe you don't. But that's it. And then from there, she goes wild. She comes up with her own plot for Christmas on Duty. And then I let her know if she was right or not.
Yeah, I see how close I can guess the cringy plot line.
So the movie last night was Christmas on Duty.
Duty. I know. I had to.
Somebody else was doing that in their car. I'll tell you this. You do know two of the cast members.
You always say that, and you're most of the time you're wrong.
Janelle Parrish, she's from To All the Boys, P.S. I Still Love You and Always Forever.
Nope.
I forgot you don't love love, so never mind.
Nope. Don't know her.
And then the whole reason I watched this movie was because last year I was watching Finding Mr. Christmas, which we are now doing it and doing a whole bracket with it.
Yeah.
But the winner of last year's Finding Mr. Christmas was a guy named Ezra. He was listed as part of the cast on this movie, Christmas on Duty.
Mm.
So I wanted to see how has he been after a year.
Didn't watch the first season, so I am not familiar with his game. So no, I don't know either of these people.
So that probably didn't help you.
I heard Duty.
That's it.
That's all I got.
All right, Taylor's going to give us a plot of what she thinks the Hallmark movie Christmas on Duty is about. And she'll do just that in two songs on Z102.9. Last year, we started this thing. It's called Plot Twistmas, where I would watch a Hallmark movie that's got to do something with Christmas. It's Christmas themed. And I would tell Taylor the title of the movie and the cast. That's it. From there, she comes up with what she thinks is the plot of that movie. Because sometimes either Hallmark comes up with the most wackiest name that either has nothing to do with the movie, or they were so literal, it's insane.
Well, and they are getting real creative these days with the themes, because there can only be so many just straight up Christmas movies.
No, 100%. So last night I watched Christmas on Duty.
Duty. Sorry.
So it's time for Taylor to come up with what she thinks is the plot of the movie, and I'm going to let her know if she was right or wrong.
All right, hear me out here. I think this Christmas on Duty follows a grumpy old guy. Okay, not like old guy, but an older guy, and I'm gonna call him Gary just for the sake of explaining things. Gary is a mall cop. Okay.
Oh, it's Paul Blart all over again.
Exactly. He's just trying to get through life. Okay. He is kind of a loner. He goes to work, he goes home kind of guy. His wife left him a long time ago. His kids have moved away and don't make it back much because they're busy, and Gary's kind of grumpy. So he gets scheduled to work the late shift at the mall on Christmas Eve for all the last minute shoppers. So he's on duty, right? That's how I tied that in. And he didn't mind, obviously, because his kids and family aren't coming back for Christmas. So he's like, whatever, I guess I'll work on Christmas Eve. He's doing his rounds, whatever mall cops do. Maybe he's on a Segway and he's going around the mall, and he sees his high school sweetheart, who he didn't end up with. They lost contact after they graduated. She's at a Yankee Candle, let's say. And she notices him, and it's like, oh my gosh, Gary, is that you? And in that moment, for the first time in the movie, we see Gary lighten up like, oh my gosh, the feelings are rushing back. He hasn't felt this since high school. But in that moment, as they start catching up, chaos breaks out in the mall. A robbery or something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's like a heist happening in the mall. And Gary goes into super mall cop mode, okay? He ends up saving the day. He's the hero mall cop. And then it ends with him rekindling with his high school sweetheart because he saved her life from the robbers or whoever the heck was causing all the chaos. And then his family comes into town to celebrate Christmas because they're like, oh my God, dad's a hero, this is so awesome. And then it's happily ever after.
That was good,
right? It's like Mall Cop but like Hallmark.
I just imagine he's driving around on that little scooter like Paul Blart was.
That's exactly the inspo I was going for.
We're gonna find out if Taylor was spot on with Plot Twistmas coming up in just a few. In Plot Twistmas, this thing on Those Girls in the Afternoon, I watch a Hallmark Christmas movie. Taylor has no desire to do that.
No, I don't.
So I present just the title and the cast, if she asks for it, for that movie. Then from there, her imagination goes wild, and she comes up with what she thinks the plot is of the movie.
Today, I thought Christmas on Duty, which is what you watched last night. I took On Duty as Mall Cop. I thought it was about a grumpy old mall cop who ends up saving the day when the mall gets robbed on Christmas Eve, and he ends up with his high school sweetheart.
Because that's usually how it goes in the Hallmark.
Well, I know. I have learned that it's normally a happy ending.
No, you're right. No, that was really good, but you were nowhere near it.
No.
I know, and they should actually call you because that was a good movie that you created.
Thanks. I'm saying, who else would be on duty on Christmas besides cops and mall cops?
Well, you forget about Marines.
Well, you are right. I did, yeah.
Okay, in Christmas on Duty, we've got two Marines, Blair and Josh, and they have been bitter rivals since they're training together at basic school. So they've been kind of like fighting to each get the top infantry slot.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about military, but I can tell you they were both trying to get to that.
Okay.
After graduation, Blair gets Josh's dream job, which is that top slot.
Ooh.
So then there's resentment. There's silence for years because they promised each other they wouldn't see each other ever again.
Oh. But
then they forget about the base holiday party.
Of course.
It's like 6 years later. And they end up causing a scene because they can't stand each other. And then I don't know military rankings, but whoever's in charge of them gets mad about them making a scene at the holiday party. So they get a punishment. And their punishment is that they are on Christmas duty together for 24 hours, meaning that they have to be on duty for Christmas Eve and Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were just going to sit there in the office while on duty and not talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then things go bad. That's when they realize that all the children on the base are not going to get their presents because there's a snowstorm coming. So they set out to go get the Christmas presents.
Oh.
Because the big snowstorms, like, yeah, preventing Santa
save
from
Christmas.
Yeah. By the end, they deliver the gifts to all the children from Santa. They fall in love with each other because why wouldn't they? And then, you know, what I didn't mention is that they were both in the Marines, and so was their dads. And their dads were really good friends back in the day, but they also, the same thing happened. One guy wanted this, like, really top tier.
Job.
Yeah, and the other one didn't get it. So they solved their problems. They fall in love. And the dads solved their problems, and now they're friends again.
Oh, really sweet. I just think it's missing a mall cop.
I'm so excited for date night on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Because, wait, that's tomorrow. Oh, my God, it's tomorrow.
Date night tomorrow.
I'm thinking it's Thursday, and I have no idea why. But I'm excited for date night because this is the time of the year where me and my boyfriend, we like to do Saturday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a non-toward Saturday Night Live, but we made it ourselves. And we hop in the car with some hot cocoa, some candy, popcorn, you name it. And we just drive around and look at holiday lights because people put up some sick things. Whether that's sync to music or inflatables like you wouldn't believe,
mm-hmm.
or their entire house, like Clark Griswold,
mm-hmm.
is decorated.
So it would be really nice to have like a guide of the best places to go. Because, yeah, you can drive around and probably stumble across some addresses, but it would be nice to know like these are the best of the best. And that's why we have the Merry Map on our website and on our free Z102.9 app, KZIA.com. It is where you can submit your address if you're somebody that does go all out and sync your lights to music, or you have a ton of inflatables in your front yard and you want some recognition for the hard work you've put in. You can submit your address there, or if you're like Destiny and myself and like to just drive around and look at everybody else's lights, there's a map for you to follow along. It's slowly filling up, but we gotta load it up with even more addresses.
So if you got a cousin who decorates like you wouldn't believe, a coworker or yourself, tell them about the Merry Map at KZIA.com. You can also access it on the free Z102.9 app. But submit your address now so we can get you on the map and people can come and gawk.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You down to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
To find the end of the earth?
Is that like in the ground?
No, I mean like the edge of the earth.
How do we, is there, I'm confused.
Let me explain, because really that sounds like a lot of work. But Columbia Sportswear, who you probably have a coat or a jacket made by them.
Yeah.
Their CEO put out a commercial, his name's Tim Boyle, challenging flat earthers, saying, if you can prove to me that the earth is flat, I will give you this entire company. That is Columbia Sportswear.
Who would do that?
He's saying.
Because what if they could? I don't think that they could.
Well, science generally says, I mean, I'm not here to dog on any flat earthers out there. But he says, if you're claiming that there's an end to the earth, go snap a picture of it, send it to us, and you get the assets of my company, all of it. So
did he talk to legal before that?
I don't know, actually.
Okay, makes me nervous.
They put out some rules saying you have to go to the edge of the flat earth and take a photo. They're not going to accept AI images, obviously. The photo must be of a visible physical end to the planet earth, showing the infinite sheer drop, abyssal void, and clouds cascading into it, infinity. So you can't just go take a picture of like a cliff in Seattle or like the end of a cul-de-sac. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have to physically prove that the earth is flat. And then you would get, I mean, I'm guessing Columbia Sportswear is worth a good chunk of money.
Why don't more companies do this, but do things that we like need? Like, hey, if you can find a cure for this cancer, you get my entire company. Like, if you could find a cure for that, if you can do, you know, things that we need. You know?
Well, yeah, you're on to something there.
See? And then give me your company. Because then I'll become a scientist suddenly and I'll try to...
Oh, will you now? Will you?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I'm going to be hanging out with my boyfriend neighbor man's mom alone tomorrow.
Just one girls on one.
Yes. I don't know if I should be scared, if I should be excited. Like, I have no idea. I can tell you this. We have a really good relationship. So I'm not, like, afraid that we're going to have, like, a cat fight or something.
Well, that's good. What are you fighting about?
No, I'm just nervous that, like, what if there's awkward moments where we don't know what to talk about? Or what if she asks me questions that, like, when are you going to give me a grandkid? I don't know.
Oh, dear.
Things like that. But I am going to go to her house tomorrow, and we're going to cross-stitch together. Mm-hmm. She has been cross-stitching for years, and she got me into it. That's the whole reason why I like doing it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go over there and just hang out, cross-stitch, and talk.
Okay.
Should I be nervous? Why are you looking at me weird?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you should be nervous. Are you going to, like, watch TV while you do it?
Because I didn't ask that part.
Because then you would at least have that to, like, lean on if there's an awkward silence, but maybe you should have some questions.
I knew you were going to be telling me that I gotta come with like a cards.
I know how you work. That's what you would prefer, probably, is to have like a script in your mind of okay,
yes.
Like, we just hit a lull. I don't know what you ask.
I'm
about.
Always, but you know me. I have no filter. So my fear is, I always ask. I always cross the line.
Well, don't do that.
You know how many times we leave their house, like from a holiday or something, and I turn to my boyfriend, neighbor man, I'm like, I didn't cross the line, did I?
What are you asking? What do you mean?
Like, really personal questions. I get really invested in people.
Okay, so, like, maybe we should set some boundaries. Like, no. Well, I don't know.
You know everything because you don't know what's going
if
on.
If you have to question if this is going to make her feel weird, then maybe just don't say it. 'Tis the season that I cannot shop in peace on my couch at home. I was doing some scrolling last night because I told you, two nights ago that I had my first real panic moment of, oh, God, I haven't done any shopping for Christmas for anybody. I got to get on it. So when I've been getting home at night as I'm eating dinner, I'm scrolling. I'm looking for ideas. And doing some shopping. So last night, I was doing a little shopping for my boyfriend, Curly. Was he sitting 2 feet away from me? Yes, absolutely he was. But he didn't need to know. He finally noticed maybe I was being too quiet or I was too into my phone. He's like, what are you doing over there? I was like, well, none of your business. I'm just doing something. He goes, oh, you're buying something for me, aren't you? And I said, no. Mind your business. And then he comes over and I have to quickly like close out of what I was looking at. I'm like, God, I can't even shop in peace. This is really the only time that I have to do my shopping. Do you have to do this or when do you shop for neighbor man? Like, I have no idea what else to do. He's so nosy.
I have done it where he's like right next to me. And we've also done it like, remember last year we sat on the couch right next to each other and I could see what I was getting for Christmas.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I thought I told you.
Maybe
I was,
you did.
That's when I was literally watching him buy me the Cricut machine and things like that. But, you know, if I wanted to be mysterious, there were times that there were some gifts that I were like, they're too good to spoil.
Mm-hmm.
And if he would ask me, this is when I get a little toxic. And maybe you should take notes.
Okay.
If he's like, what are you doing? I go, I'm cheating on you.
Cheat? Why would you say that?
Well, because then I'll get him to shut up. What?
You mean to tell me, you say, oh, nothing, I'm just cheating on you. And he goes, okay, cool, sick, love you. What?
He's too casual if he did that. No, then it would usually get into like a little bit of a, like, you know, he'd be like, are you really? Who? And then I'd be like, don't worry about it. And then he didn't. It'd start a fight about something, who knows, but you know.
Okay, at that point, I'd rather spoil Christmas, I think.
Let's get quizzical
with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Tonight's trivia question, in honor of Christmas, 20 years ago, 40% of families did this at Christmas. Now it's less than 20%. What is it?
I just had a little bit of a midlife crisis thinking about how 20 years ago is only 2005.
Oh my God. You're right.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, now you make me even think about 20 years ago. I was 10. That's insane.
How embarrassing. Oh. I'm just kidding.
She probably didn't hit puberty. Started as, did not look very cute.
Yeah, I was, what, 8?
Uh-huh.
Yikes. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I mean, think about what has happened over the last 20 years. What has happened? And maybe that could be the answer for tonight's trivia question. 20 years ago, 40% of families did this at Christmas. Now it's less than 20%.
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Question tonight. 20 years ago, 40% of families did this at Christmas. Now it's less than 20%. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3820 said, read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas together.
Did your family do that?
Not that I remember. Like, it definitely wasn't like a tradition by any means. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we never did that. I wish we would have. That would have been such a fun tradition.
Yeah.
No, but that's coming from someone who doesn't like reading.
I mean, it's cute. Don't get me wrong. Not something.
She's like, read me a horror book, actually.
No.
Oh.
No, I don't want to go to bed scared on Christmas.
Terry said, go caroling. I've also never in my life gone caroling.
Really? You didn't have to for school?
Did we?
Oh, my God. See, I think in both middle and high school,
I don't think we did.
We went caroling to the, like, retirement home.
Maybe we did do that. Doing that rings a bell.
But, like, actual caroling, neighborhood to neighborhood?
Yeah,
No, I've never done that.
No.
I have stranger danger fears too much, you know?
They're going to want to invite you in and feed you dinner. I ain't got time for that.
And then I end up on Netflix in one of those documentaries. 1120 said, watch a movie together.
Mm-mm.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, see, I guess what is the one? Oh, A Christmas Story. It's on for like 24 hours straight on some channel. And it wasn't like we all sit down at a certain time. We just had it on TV like constantly. 24.
And you just picked your 1 hour to watch it.
Yeah, you'd like watch it while you're opening gifts and you see the middle part and then we're eating lunch and then you watch a different part of the movie. That's really the only one.
I'm curious what channel this is.
I have to Google. I'm serious. It's been a thing for forever, I swear.
Oh, now they probably have changed the movie.
No!
Now it's Elf.
You keep talking. Okay. I'm going to find out.
20 years ago, 40% of families did this at Christmas. Now it's less than 20%. What is it? She's doing research over there.
You can text in your guess.
To 319-200-1029.
The answer is going to be coming up in just a couple minutes.
It looks like, I'm sorry, on TBS and TNT, starting on Christmas Eve,
they do a 24-hour Christmas Story marathon.
No, they, what?
From 7 to 7. 7 p.m. to 7 p.m.
It's like, guess what? The next movie is the same
And we're
thing.
Starting it over again. Guess what? He's still going to shoot his eye out.
Do you think there's anybody who watches all 24 hours?
Yeah, like my grandpa or something. Probably.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Question tonight. 20 years ago, 40% of families did this at Christmas. Now, it's less than 20%. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
It's not watching that one movie for 24 hours straight.
A Christmas Story.
Like Taylor did. No, 20 years ago, 40% of families baked cookies together, and now it's less than 20%.
Man.
That's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. To be fair, though.
Did your family ever bake cookies?
I don't know that we ever did it on Christmas. You know, we've done Christmas, like, baking days, different variations of it since I was a kid. But, like, now as adults, I still get together with my my siblings and my mom, and we like to bake, but it's never on Christmas. There's way too many other things going on. You got to do it early.
I remember one year that we put out cookies and carrots and milk for Santa. I remember doing that one year. I would still do that to this day.
Did you bake them?
I think so. I think I remember them having like the... They were like sugar cookies with like little green sprinkles on them. The little tiny ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know the ones.
That was a little like shiny.
Yes.
That's what I remember it being green and maybe red.
I say bring it back this year.
All right, I'm coming to your house to bake.
We'll see who gets to
We're watching
first.
That one movie for 24 hours
okay,
straight.
Okay, I need you to believe me.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.